Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
Hi, I'm Damien Huffenden with your 7 News briefing for Monday, February 21. The New South Wales government has labelled the sudden shutdown of Sydney's train network that has stranded hundreds of thousands of commuters as terrorist-like. No passenger trains are operating across Sydney, Newcastle, Central Coast, Blue Mountains and the Illawarra today after state transport authorities sensationally suspended services. It's the latest chapter in a long-running dispute between the government and the union over safety guarantees, hygiene and privatisation concerns. Transport Minister David Elliott said the government isn't to blame, instead claiming services were cancelled after negotiations with the Rail, Tram and Bus Union broke down over the weekend. But RTBU New South Wales Secretary Alex Classens insists rail workers are not on strike and are ready to get trains back up and running. Victorians are set to enjoy cash back on dining, travel and entertainment as part of a huge new voucher system announced today. The package is an extension of the original Melbourne Money Scheme and is part of a $200 million package. $30 million of the package will go to Melbourne diners, with the scheme due to launch in the coming weeks. Another $30 million will go towards entertainment vouchers for theatre, live music, cinemas, museums, galleries and exhibitions. The travel voucher program will also be extended, with another 150,000 offered statewide. And Australia's border has reopened to international tourists for the first time in almost 2 years. Fully vaccinated travellers can visit for a holiday from today, and welcome news to struggling hospitality and tourism operators across the country. Foreign holiday makers are now allowed to enter all states and territories without going into quarantine, apart from Western Australia, which isn't set to open until March 3. While people entering Australia are still required to have had 2 doses of an approved COVID-19 vaccine, the federal government has not made a booster shot mandatory. Arrivals are also required to take a PCR or rapid antigen test within 24 hours of arriving at their accommodation. Tourism Australia is spending $40 million on a campaign to entice international tourists back down under. And that's your 7 News briefing. I'm Damien Huffenden. For more news, head to 7news.com.au or tune in to 7 News nightly at 6.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.